This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. This is going to be a fun conversation. I love what this organization's all about.
Wow.
You know, I knew that was coming. This is going to be fun, though.
It will absolutely be fun. One of my favorite topics, cats.
Okay. All right. Well, we're joined this morning by Hayden Hilton. She's the owner and founder of Java Cats Cafe. Hayden, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. Thanks for stopping by. A lot going on right now to get this thing off the ground, so appreciate the time. Before we get into Java Cats, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Savannah, moved to Atlanta when I was about 9. I've been here ever since. So I'm currently going to Georgia State as a film student, and I love cats, love all animals, but especially cats.
That's very interesting. Tell us a little bit about the Java Cats Cafe and how the idea got started.
Well, I was doing a research project fall 2015 semester for a media class. So I was researching the phenomenon of cat videos and why people are obsessed with cats, and discovered the idea of a cat cafe that was birthed in Taiwan and have been popping up all over the world. So I was very intrigued by this idea and wanted to see what it would take to create one for Atlanta and bring one here.
So what's the idea? It's not just a cafe, right? There's more to it than that.
Absolutely. So with Java Cats, it'll be a little different. We will have only adoptable cats. So it's a cafe with adoptable cats. So it's essentially a adoption center for homeless cats. And you'll go into the cafe, you'll pay a entrance fee so you can have a cup of coffee. And that will include a cup. The entrance fee will cover the cup of coffee. And you will go into the adoption room and hang out for about an hour with adoptable cats that you can fall in love with and adopt, or you can just hang out with them for an hour.
So it's limited to an hour? What if I wanted to stay there all day?
You can definitely stay there all day. There's options for that as well. But we kind of give an hour. We take reservations as well. So yeah, you can definitely come all day.
Just keep buying cups of coffee and spending more and more time with cats.
Cats and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really clever idea. I love the idea. Carol teases me that I'm a dog guy, but I'm a big advocate of doing all that we can to adopt animals out there, mm-hmm. into homes that need it, you know. And so one of my dogs is a rescue, and I'm very proud of the fact that we've saved her life and all that. So I love what you're doing. How does a film student get into this? How did that happen?
I think just I've always been an animal lover, and I've always taken in animals. I've always had animals growing up, and I've always had a passion for film. So I was going to school for film, and any way I can get cats involved, whether filming them or researching them, I will. So I think just combining, you know, my love for film and cats into one place. I've made the video for my Kickstarter, and I've also pulled in The Gathering, who I'm a photographer for. So they'll be also incorporated in the cafe as well, providing box lunches.
So I have to blame you for all the cat videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what kind of food will they be serving?
So The Gathering will be serving box lunches for the cafe. So with the health department, everything needs to be prepackaged before. Right. So they will be providing gourmet sandwiches and hopefully some pastries. So we'll be working with them and kind of creating a menu for the cafe.
So tell us a little bit more about your partnership with Paws Atlanta.
Okay, I reached out to Paws a few months ago, and I met with them, and I sat down, explained my concept, explained what I would want them to do with the cafe and how they can be involved, and how cat cafes have proven to have an increased rate on cat adoptions, and how I would love to have them as a partnership. So they excitedly agreed. They've been super supportive, posted everything on Facebook, getting the word out there, and I went there to shoot a video, and so they've been a great contact for me and great support team for sure.
All right, Hayden Hilton will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Hayden Hilton, owner and founder of Java Cats Cafe. So just in case someone listening is not familiar with Paws Atlanta, what exactly are they and what do they do? How do they serve the marketplace?
Paws is the oldest non-kill animal shelter in Georgia. So they rescue dogs and cats primarily, and they have an on-site vet clinic. So they're very involved in the community. So they were definitely someone with such a large community base that I wanted to get in touch with. And so that, yeah, they're really excited about getting some of their cats adopted.
How prevalent is the problem? I mean, how severe is the need to adopt these animals?
It's pretty severe. I mean, cats get and dogs get euthanized every day because there's overpopulation in all these, not just the shelters, but in the kill shelters that get euthanized. So I think just taking animals that wouldn't have a chance to, you know, find an owner, or owner surrendered at 12 years of age. There's a cat at Paws now that was owned surrendered at 12 years. So the likeliness of her getting adopted is very slim. So by having her in an environment where people can come in and, you know, get to know her, not even know she's 12, and be like, I want this cat, and take her home. So just, and even animals that just have just a low chance of adoption rate, this is such a perfect concept for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spay and neuter.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of it's just education. You know, people, it's amazing how many people don't fix their cats and dogs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so frustrating to me.
Yeah, and I have 8 cats. So people say to me all the time, well, haven't you gotten them fixed? Don't you know how this happens? I'm like, no, I know how this happens. I did kitty cat adoptions and was a foster parent for about 4 years. And everything deemed unadoptable lives at my farm. Mm-hmm. I know how this happens. Mine are fixed. Mm-hmm. So
you could open the Northwest franchise of Java Cats.
Yeah, I could. They could just come to my farm. Oh, you have it at my farm. It'd be a different twist on it.
Yeah.
Farm cats and cafe. Mm-hmm. Coffee.
What is the long-term play? I mean, do you think if this idea and this concept works? I mean, you mentioned, I think you got the initial idea out of something across the ocean. I mean, do you have a plan of this thing maybe being opening other Java Cats cafes?
You know, I don't know if it would be necessarily a franchise. I think there's so many, especially big cities across the U.S. are opening their own form of a cat cafe. So I think that, you know, there's already adoption centers by combining this cool concept of having coffee and, you know, a place you can get some pet therapy, even if you're not there to adopt, is really popular now. And I think it'll kind of be spreading on its own and popping up here and there. So this will just be one of those concepts.
Yeah, well, you think about adoption and you think about, you know, I think PetSmart provides a fantastic service and venue for all the different rescue groups to go and, you know, display the pets on the weekend. But, you know, you think about how stressful that environment is, mm-hmm. being in a cage and all those people looking at you and
cars,
you know,
driving by.
Right.
On the curb,
you know, and several of the cats I have only because they didn't perform well at PetSmart. They would hiss and snarl and growl, but they're the sweetest cats on earth, mm-hmm. but they were kind of deemed unadoptable. So you think of the cat cafe setting and it's more like the cat, you know, hanging out in this, you know, living room, a much more relaxed atmosphere for the animal to show their best side. So you do get one of those older cats that doesn't behave well in a, mm-hmm. you know, in a cage, because cats don't like cages, and you put it in an environment like the cat cafe, and I would imagine that the adoption rate for those pets would significantly go up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm intrigued by your comment, pet therapy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the idea. I mean, if I heard you correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, please. Yeah, it's designed as an environment where you can interact with a cat and maybe decide to adopt it. But you can also go and just hang out with them too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
see, I think that's great pet therapy.
Oh,
I love
absolutely.
That idea.
When you look at the statistics, you know, and people just holding a cat and petting a cat, it, you know, it lowers your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. It's got all these different positive health-related, you know, things. And there's lots of people who can't have a pet for whatever reason, mm-hmm. who could really benefit from spending time with one.
I have to imagine there's some people out there that say, oh, wait a minute, so a coffee shop, there's going to be food and cats? Is there any health regulations here? How are you dealing with that kind of a concern?
Yes, there's quite a few health regulations. I think just because this is such a new concept, you know, there's definitely regulations that are being implied, we have to follow. But everything's definitely doable. So one being there being a wall separating the cafe from the cat lounge. And an employee that works in the cat lounge will not work in the cafe the same day. So it's definitely a very clean environment, very separated from the food. So everything will definitely be up to par with health regulations.
So I imagine we have listeners out there that think this is a really cool concept. If they contacted you and said, you know, can I help? What's the answer?
Absolutely. I'm sure there's many different ways you can help. And something like this is very expensive to get off the ground. So I'm sure there'll always be funding needed for this cafe.
Today, it's the end of June. You're planning on a late August, early September launch. What else needs to happen before you're ready to open those doors?
I think funding, I'm constantly educating myself, reaching out to other business owners, getting advice. I'm 24, so I'm learning a lot about owning my own business and entrepreneurship and just striving to make this dream happen. So learning and funding and finding a location, proposal to the health departments, there's different things that has to happen before the cafe can actually open, but we're definitely striving to make it happen.
And you're researching a couple of areas to open them, this join up, right? And so you're still looking at the Highlands, perhaps Decatur, looking at some other interesting places.
Yes,
where are you targeting?
Sure. I'm open. So Virginia Highlands, I'm definitely interested in, as well as the west side of Atlanta. So doing a lot of market research right now, kind of figuring out where a cat cafe would fit for Atlanta. So yeah, we're definitely open, looking for good locations and areas and a building for this type of thing.
So earlier in the show, we talked about the food and the packaged lunches, and I know that you're working with the Gathering Industries on that. But for our audience who've never heard about this group, can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Sure. So the Gathering Industries works with the Atlanta Mission, and they take individuals who are just seeking a vocational second chance, and they hire them on and they equip them with culinary skills. So they work right now making corporate box lunches for different companies, business meetings. So I knew there was someone I wanted to be involved and support in this cafe opportunity. So they will definitely be on board and provide the box lunches, and we will be helping provide a second opportunity for previously homeless individuals.
How cool is that? I mean, just one idea is drawing in so many different partners around the community. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Hayden, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions on what you're doing, if they want to find out some way they can contribute and help, and where can they get all the information they need on Java Cats Cafe?
So you can go to javacatscafe.com. I have a Facebook page, Java Cats Cafe on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on all the social media outlets. And you can personally contact me at Hayden Hilton. I'm on Facebook. And you can javacatscafe@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Hayden Hilton, the owner and founder of Java Cats Cafe. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank
good
you
luck
so much.
With this.
Really appreciate it.
I appreciate what you're doing. All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Hayden Hilton, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.